This is an audio reading of the blog post for episode 42 of Shit We Don't Talk About, Lizard Brain Top Tips. On this episode of Shit We Don't Talk About, Mia is joined by three-time Amazon best-selling author Drew Linsalata to discuss why teaching the fear center in your brain, that pesky lizard brain, to slow down is a good idea. Slowing down, even when stress and anxiety are demanding that you speed up, can go a long way towards achieving a calmer, less frantic life. Here's the highlights. 7% slower is a little mental trick that Drew came up with during his own anxiety recovery journey that can remind you to slow down rather than speeding up when stressed, anxious, or afraid. Learning to slow down on demand is very useful, not just for anxiety issues, but for the general stress that life throws at us at all times. No, you cannot actually go 7% slower. There's no math here. 7% is just a mental device that reminds you to go slower by some amount. Life is full of little opportunities to practice the art of slowing down and being more mindful. Daily activities like showering, toothbrushing, eating, walking, or even listening to podcasts can become tools that you can use to practice very basic mindfulness and slowing down. There's no need to be overwhelmed by trying not to be overwhelmed. Living more mindfully as a path to anxiety recovery or more effective stress management does not have to involve a major mindset or spiritual shift. Just learn to slow down. It's not that hard. You don't have to read 75 books and attend 6 meditation weekend retreats to do this. Learning to slow down is an instant anxiety or stress cure, but it can give you a bit more space to work in when you're feeling overwhelmed. Think about it this way. You start rushing around and speeding up when you get stressed or anxious. It's almost automatic. You're likely doing it without even being aware. This isn't really required, unless of course you're being chased by a hungry lion, and is likely making things worse for you. Learning to go 7% slower is about sending safety signals back down to the fear center in your brain, your lizard brain, the amygdala. This part of your brain will continue to order you into action, urgent, fast action, until it gets all the clear experientially, easy for me to say. It will keep pouring fuel on your anxiety and stress fire until you show it that this is no longer required. One way to teach your confused brain to calm the fuck down is to slow down. Speed is a danger signal. Slowness isn't all clear. Learn to slow down. Your lizard brain will hear that and adapt accordingly over time. Unfortunately, your lizard brain evolved to keep you alive in an environment where daily threats to survival were real and continually present. That's not a thing these days, so your poor lizard brain is reacting to crappy behavior you see on Facebook as if you were being chased by a woolly mammoth with a bad attitude. 7% slower is practicable tips and techniques for learning how to slow down even when your lizard brain is demanding that you speed up. You don't have to live your entire life in slow motion. Just learn how to slow down. Practice that skill and use it when appropriate. That's not so bad, huh? And that's it for this blog post.